The working techniques in the factories of Civita Castellana. Until the 50s, the working techniques in the factories of Civita Castellana were mainly handcrafted. Most of manufacturers used soft pottery, had few mechanical machines and burned objects inside Tuscan kiln, fed with wood. Kitchenware was realized with manual turning lathe, and then with mechanical turning lathe. Plaster stamps reproducing outer form of object were often used. The artisan put on the stamp a slab of previously cut clay, then he got rid of the clay in excess. After drying it, he overturned the object and, when it was very hard, he finished the work with wooden sticks. The use of stamps was very important in the production of sanitary articles too. In the 36 or 7 stamps were needed to realize a water closet, and each form was molded separately by the artisan. He put the mixture, slab-shaped, in the stamp, combined single parts with a rope, and overturned the form. In next day he took away stamps, through sharpened instruments. The water closets were put on shelves to be dried, and polished too. Using this technique, an artisan created about 5 or 6 water closets in a day. Until the 50s, most common type of furnace was the Tuscan kiln, with direct flame, formed by 2 rooms, laid upon each other, with doors walled up during cooking. Kitchenware and sanitary articles were cooked in 2 phases, in order to give them the best quality. The kilns had different dimensions, and could contain from 200 to 300 forms. In each factory there were 1 or 2 kilns. 2 kiln men worked on every kiln, alternated until the end of cooking. The cooking cycle lasted about 5 days. After the first cooking, the objects were painted. In each factory there was a chemist who prepared paints, colors, enamels and mixtures. The sanitary articles were immersed in enamel through a stick, then retouched with brush. The kitchenware, after the first cooking, was decorated with brushes and, around the 50s, with rubber stencil plates or small sponges. The decorators were often women.